Ooh, that was quick.
Thank you.
You command authority.
Okay, so we will... yeah, Hubert, are you...
I am ready.
You're ready. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to ask you this morning. Sorry.
We are on the air.
Okay, so we will pick up where we left off, but Pearl has something she wanted to share.
Thank you. It occurred to me I didn't mention lots of stuff, but coming up and relevant to today, Winterfest is in the works, mm-hmm. and that'll be happening March 7th, 8th, and 9th, so that's coming right up. Mm-hmm. It'll be at the Aurora Leadership Center, and they're going to do all kinds of good stuff there. So like I said, there's always lots of things, but I really felt like I certainly should mention Winterfest.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure, and we cut the public comment pretty short before the break, so I just wanted to offer if there was anybody else that felt like there wasn't enough time for them to say what they wanted to say, that I would give you that opportunity now. So, is there any public comments?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to our last item from before the break, which was an update on the Business Enterprise Program.
Okay, and I could talk about it, but I'm sure you get tired of listening to me. And so I'd like to have Carlos give us the information on Business Enterprise. Here you go.
Oh, I didn't bring that. The notes, Pearl, but if I miss something from those notes,
yes.
Would you mind?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't remember if I report to you in the last meeting that we got a call from the joint forces from Lincoln. They have a new building by the old airport, and they offer us the right of refusal, which means like they offer us if we want to have a vending machine there or vending site, and we could say, no, we don't want it. But of course, we say, yes, we want it. So we went there, and it's a new building, and they want everything new, and Pearl downward, and I went there. They have 400 employees in that particular building, but then another 400 employees around the other buildings that are close by when they... it's like crossing a parking lot and things like that. They want a small cafeteria as well, or cafe. So we are working on that. The contract is now in the legal department for the joint forces. And after that should be coming to Pearl's to sign. We have a new vendor there. By the way, that the same vendor is the one who got the 5 small post offices in Lincoln. So it's going to be in addition to his. We sent an email to all the vendors to see if anybody's interested on that. It's the procedure that we usually take. Nobody was except this a blind vendor here from Lincoln who is new. So that's happening there. Then in Omaha, we were going to get 14 new sites where we were supposed to start in the beginning of January, but it took a little longer. And I think Pearl signed the contract Friday, is that right, Pearl?
I just got them on my desk at the end of Friday.
Okay.
I'll be signing them Monday.
Okay, so one more working day. out of those 14 small sites, 7 of those will be run by current vendors. The other 7 we will subcontract with either national vending or universal vending. Those are there. Then we also have a meeting with the Department of Roads. If you remember in the past when we met with them, there were 2 main issues. Number one, we needed to revise the contract because the contract that we have with them, it only says that we are supposed to pay so much per machine and doesn't specify for what, if it's rent, if it's utilities, or how much for this, for that. It was done like 15 years or so ago. So that was one of the issues. The other one is that we also want to get the vending machines in the buildings in Lincoln, where they have several, I think 3 to 4 small buildings, total of 400 employees as well. The beauty of that is that in those buildings, like the one at the Joint Forces, there are no businesses around. They are out there in the what is the expression? almost like a rural area, I think. But there are no restaurants, there are no shops, so people just go and buy there in the whatever is available in the building. If we face with some resistance from the folks from the Department of Roads, but we waited, we were patient. Probably I also went to talk to the deputy director, who now I think is either the director or secretary of roads. Anyhow, they came to take a tour at the center by the middle of January, and they were impressed with the services we provide. So the new numbers for the new contract, it's also going to benefit our vendors. They are going to pay an average of $10 less than what they are paying now per site. So that's, it's not a lot, but on the interstate, some of them have three or four sites, so that's $40 that they will save every month, you know, over $400 per year. And we hope, again, that maybe in September or October of this year, we can also get some vending sites over there. One bad news, I guess, is, if it's the way we want to say it, at the Offutt Air Base where we started to run the juice bar, we are not getting enough business. We put a lot of efforts and try to run it in different ways, but we are not getting enough business. So we decided to get out of there because we are losing money. We need to treat this program as a business. So we are going to be getting out of there by the middle of February, I believe. The last day is February 15th, which is a Friday. We added another location in Norfolk, maybe two locations. I think they started in January. Those are the ones I mainly remember, bro. I don't know if I missed something there.
No, you really...
if there's any questions...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Carlos.
No, no, that's okay.
But thank you. Are there questions for either Carlos or myself?
I do, just about the vending program in general, not about any of the stuff that you've talked about, but the board of vendors.
You mean the vendors committee?
Yes, that's the, I'm trying to think of the right name. How do those individuals get on that committee, and is there like some voting process, and they have terms, or how does that work?
Do you want me to answer that? Or okay. Yes, there are. It's actually prescribed in the Randolph-Shepard Act the way the vendors committee has to be put together. And pardon me. The all licensed vendors in the state licensing agency are sent notice about the committee. And they're all encouraged to attend, but they don't all attend. And then the vendors basically nominate who they want to serve on the committee, and the committee is to represent the vendors and to work in partnership with the agency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not very much detail, but
so how long do they serve?
Oh, it's a 2 year.
Two years they're up for revote.
Right, and if for the most part, if someone is interested and willing to serve, there's no term limit. You know, they frequently are.
They keep being voted.
Yeah, they have to get voted on, and then once they're voted on to the committee, then the committee elects their own officers, president.
Okay.
Secretary. They don't have a treasurer, but vice president or chair and secretary.
Okay.
Does that answer that?
So I have one question.
Sure.
I do have a question about what something related to what Carlos was telling us about. I understand that there's going to be reasons why we would take on vending locations and then go ahead and subcontract them out. It you know, it could be that we don't have vendors in that area at the time. It could be that we're getting it as a package deal and we want some of the other sites and so on. But when we subcontract those out, are we able to do it in a manner that we're still making some money on it? So, you know, there's so much of a cost for us to get the contract initially or whatever, and then we're subcontracting it. Are we getting it at, are we subcontracting it out at a lower rate or at a better rate so that we're able to make a little bit of a profit?
Right. Yes, we are. I'll let Carlo, do you want to give any detail on that? Or?
Sure. You guys stop me if you think that I'm giving too much information. Yes, we get an average of between 11 to 13% of the net.
Okay.
Okay, comes to the program.
Okay, and then that can just go back into the
goes to the set aside. Yep.
Yeah, the set aside. Thank you.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, great.
And so that's comparable to the set aside that the vendor, the blind vendors, give.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Has there been any thought about leadership development among, because when I was at the conference in September, October, last fall, in Omaha,
September.
Was it September?
Yeah.
There's a lot of new people, young people. Mm-hmm. Some of them been in, you know, for a couple years or 5 years, but there's a lot of new people, which is really exciting. I love to see that in the vending program. And I'm wondering what we're doing to get them leadership skills or, you know,
sure,
so that they can move into leadership roles as some of the people that have been there for a while are transitioning to maybe retirement, which I don't want to give them the boot, but I'm anticipating that's going to happen. I mean, that's just the way of
sure.
reality. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the conference itself that you referenced, mm-hmm. We've been having about once a year, and it's going to be an annual thing. It is a leadership development, mm-hmm. and a lot of emphasis put on the vendors really being more knowledgeable, skilled, in charge, and really driving their own process. That we've also have sent staff and vendors to BLAST and the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America conference.
Sagebrush.
Thank you. So Sagebrush and BLAST are the two major conferences put on by the organizations of consumers. And so we've done more of that, sending people, and really just the approach that with Carlos's leadership there, we are emphasizing more involvement. And we're getting some really, really dynamic folks. One thing that hadn't been mentioned yet was one of our current vendors came up, and he's one of the newer ones, but he came up with the idea of a mobile vending unit, that is, a.k.a. a truck, that he'll take around to, or a van, whatever, to different festivals, fairs, events, city things, county deals, and he's got it all planned out, put a lot of work into the planning of it, so we are moving forward with that, and we've never done this before, but we're purchasing the unit, the mobile vending unit. He's getting his own truck to haul it, and so that'll be a whole new kind of a vending site for our program.
There you go.
So just, I mean, the coming up with that idea and all the research to it, the individual did, mm-hmm. you know. So we're kind of there. We he had to convince us that it was worth doing and that he could do it, and he really did his research. So that's a good example of new leadership and initiative that's pretty exciting.
Cool.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Other questions? Nobody? Okay, thank you. Did Pearl or Carlos, did you have anything else you wanted?
Not from me.
No? Okay. We'll move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. One last thing.
Well, can you hang on 1 second?
Just for the record.
Yeah, 1 second.
At the last meeting, I think I misspoke. I believe Mike asked me if the percentage of the money that we got it was after they set aside that the vendors paid. And I said that it was before, but it's actually after. So I just want to clarify that, okay?
I'm sorry, the money?
They set aside... The percentage that I think your question was, because I said that the average that each vendor is making now is close to 40. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So right. Yeah, the average income of the vendor, it is after or before they put into the set aside.
Right, and I think I say before, and it's actually after.
Okay.
Okay. So I just want to clarify.
Okay, great. That's even better.
Yeah, that is good.
Any more final comments about business enterprise?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to our next agenda item, which is is it public comment?
Well, but we did that before
lunch.
We did
that already.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're ready for new business.
Yeah.
So the survey.
Yeah.
I think all this big, long thing amounts to this.
Hey, I believe in being verbose.
Very descriptive.
Well,
yes.
You got to be detailed.
So,
can I make a proposal?
Yes.
I would propose that we pull the questions out from last year, and then one or two of us go through and just look at our meeting notes from the last year or two, and make sure that everything we've said that we're going to do to the survey has for sure been added in, you know, adapted,
mm-hmm.
and then give it to Kathy to make any changes online and get it out to the staff.
Okay.
May I come in? I brought my memo from last year to think about the time frames.
Right.
And I sent the memo to everyone March 19th. That is everyone on staff for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And announcing that as of March 19th through April 24th was the period of time that staff could go to the survey. So if that helps with thinking of the time frame, we could be similar this year.
Okay.
See, March 19th.
It's a Tuesday.
No, that's fine.
We don't have to stick to that. Makes sense before our May meeting. I would, ideally, if we could have the results 2 to 3 weeks before the meeting, mm-hmm. then that gives ample time to...
There's no processing. No,
it's all computerized.
It's all computerized, so there's no effort that needs to be done after the cutoff date to get us the results.
No, but there's a lot of effort to read through.
No. I understand. Between the cutoff date and when we get it, there's no lead time that somebody has to process the results.
No.
Yeah.
So the only thing I'm looking at is just it's when the state staff meeting was, and did anybody want to get up from the five of us and put in a final urge
to complete the survey.
At that time, because we've never done this before that I know of, but we could probably ask and say how many people have completed it.
I thought we had mentioned it before.
We have. What I'm saying that we've never done is we've never, I don't think we've ever gone in the middle of the survey and said, at this time, how many people have completed it? And so if the week before state staff, if we ask and they say, only 20 people have completed it, you know, at state staff, we could say, you know,
okay,
at this time, X number of people have taken the time to do this. We greatly appreciate it. We strongly encourage anyone else to please complete, take the time to complete it. We greatly appreciate your input and so on.
And Nebraska.gov could tell you how many people completed it easy
right.
enough.
Right. And I don't think that breaks any anonymity of it. So, because we're not seeing any of the results at that time or anything. We're just getting a count. How many surveys have been completed?
That'd be good.
And for that reason, is what I'm getting at is, do we want to allow the time to be completed past state staff?
We almost have to.
But the state staff is the beginning of April.
Yeah, the dates were April 8th, 10th.
9th, 10th, and 11th,
I'm sorry.
Well, that should work fine because our May meeting is the first, so even if it goes a week after, that would still give us 2 weeks.
Right.
So I'm fine with that.
We could probably do the 8th, kick it off the 18th, and you know, wrap it up the 18th of April. That's 30 days.
So the 19th, Friday the 19th would be the last day that people could complete the survey.
April 19th,
yeah. That sounds reasonable.
18th of March to the 19th of April, that gives people time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and whatever works to, as long as, I think 3 weeks is fine, you know, 4 weeks is fine.
Okay.
Two weeks, I think, would be ample, but.
Right.
Yeah, too much time sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People procrastinate and forget.
Yep.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You think, oh, I've got a month and a half. I'll do that later.
I'll wait.
And one of the things we decided in the notes last May was that the vice chair, I think, would have to send out the reminder, the chair or the vice chair to, you know.
Oh, halfway through?
Yeah.
Send out a reminder. Yep, we could do that.
Right. And so that's, I guess, what I was wanting one of us, you know, one or two of us to do, is just to go back in to the meeting notes from the last year or two and make sure we pull out those kind of snippets to make sure that we accomplish the things that we set forth that we wanted to do.
Okay. And if you could plan on doing that so that Kathy has ample time before it's supposed to go live to do whatever she has to do with the website.
Yep.
So do I have some volunteers?
I'd be happy to go back and review the minutes to find the things and to help make sure that the survey is worded the way we're intending it to be, and then send it out for final approval to the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to work on that? Okay. If you need help, Mike, let me know, and I would be happy. So let's plan on February to get that done, and then we'll get whatever Kathy needs no later than March 1st. Then the survey can start halfway or three-quarters of the way through March. And then April 19th is the last day for the survey.
Right.
Then that encompasses state staff. Hopefully one of us will be able to make it to that. And I think we're good.
I will be attending the state staff.
You will?
Definitely. Yes.
Definitely will. Okay.
I don't know what day yet, but we'll work that out.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And I don't know yet if I'm hoping to, but the spring is a very, very busy time for me.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Any final discussion about survey evaluations, data collection?
No.
No, we're good. Okay. So we'll move on to our next topic, discuss and act on attendance at training events. That's the shortened version of
like
all of
type.
That.
I like the type.
I'm not intending to ask for any assistance.
Okay.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Well, just let me ask Pearl a question, and then while we're figuring that out, maybe Daryl, Ethan. Do you know, Pearl, when, let me see if I can get it, NCSAB, is that right?
Yes.
is in
Very
the
good.
Fall.
Oh, in the fall.
Yes, because I know April is, that's booked. So
okay. I can check. I don't know sure if it's in there yet, if it's been scheduled.
Can you say that acronym again?
NCSAB.
National Council of State Agencies for the Blind.
Yeah.
I know every year they patronize the company I work for, and I appreciate it.
NCSAB, right?
NCSAB, yes.
Okay.
It's very worthwhile.
Very interesting.
It's the 20...
I'm just thinking that I never put that in the commissioner's packet.
Oh.
So I'm going to put something in the commissioner's packet.
Yeah, yeah. November 13th, 14th, and 15th in Denver.
Ooh!
Wow.
Ooh, so Denver is close.
The closest it's been in a long time.
It doesn't say what hotel, does it? Hotel or... It doesn't say where.
Okay. I don't have that on my... All right. I just...
You know, what did you... The
13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
I think I... Do you intend to go to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think... I don't know. I hate to say, yes, I'm going to go. I'll give it the
90%. Give it a try. I think you should go.
I will plan on attending, and then if anything crazy comes up...
That'd be great.
But I think that's far enough in advance, and the fall's an easier time for me.
And I would like to do the same thing. I think it'd be beneficial.
They'll even give you free tickets to Colorado football, I'll bet you. You'll be the only ones there.
Yeah.
As lousy as they are, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Daryl, you had something?
Unless you want to talk about your thing, I was just going to ask about the state ACB convention. I was
April.
When thinking of attending.
19/20/21. I mean, we can vote on ours later. We don't. Yeah. That's not.
I could.
I
definitely can commit to going that weekend. That was a very open weekend. So.
So okay. You are requesting funding?
Yes.
Okay. So, is there any discussion about Daryl attending ACB State Convention?
No.
No. Okay.
I promise to go to every meeting.
Why? I'm not going to. Well, I'm only kidding.
And you have not requested funding at all for that, for state, have you before? So we're good on that front. Yeah. So shall we vote?
Okay.
Is that how we've done it?
Yes.
Or have we done it in the past? Okay. So Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Daryl?
Yes.
You can,
abstain. Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. And Mike?
Yes.
And I'll say yes. So... Daryl is approved to go. And that's in Fremont?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We didn't vote on NCSAB because that's just a...
I think we're kind of coming back to
it. That's not a specific request yet.
Well, was that included, or was that just... No, I think it was all training events.
Right.
Yeah.
It should be all training events. If it's on behalf of and with support of the commission, then...
Right, then it's we have to vote.
I suppose we could tentatively, because I was thinking of going... I think we got... It was last May, or... Well, I was thinking of going to the...
ACB National, you didn't go.
Yeah, because we had to go to Canada then, but... I hadn't made any arrangements, like, you know, air travel or anything, but...
Well... I'll just...
We could tentatively...
Daryl, we could, you know, Julie, we could tentatively vote on it for both you and me, obviously separate votes, and if we don't go, we don't go. If something comes up, that's the way it is.
Right.
You hate to do that.
Have one for another month or for another meeting.
Well, I'm afraid I may forget about it if I don't.
Trust
if we
me,
don't vote on it now, I'll get busy with, you know, I am just like that.
Sure.
Okay, I will go ahead and request then. I'm fairly confident that it shouldn't be a problem for me to attend that. So I'll go ahead and request funding for me to attend NCSAB in November in Denver. And that would cover actual expenses, not per diem.
Right.
It's what the guidelines say, just so we're clear on what I'm asking.
Same thing with Daryl's,
So any discussion? Okay, we'll vote. Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Daryl?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Jim, did you want to?
Yeah, I've always told myself after Daryl went that, you know, he said, you ought to go.
It's very good.
And, you know, look, I have no vacation time left in April and that, and I'm not going to take sick time because if I do that and stay at the company I work for, there's some kind of issues there. So I think fall would work better for me as well. So I'd like to go and to Denver and see what it's like and, you know, in the evening, spend time with some family. But, you know, primarily just, you know, the conference is important, I think.
Of all the different conferences I've ever been to, education, I think it's been one of the most interesting.
Yeah, you get cheap plants out of Omaha, too.
Okay. Any discussion about Jim's attendance at NCSAB? Okay, we'll vote. Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
I will vote yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. So, okay, any other plans by commissioners to attend consumer group conventions, trainings, or seminars, workshops, anything in that category? Nothing else?
Not at this time.
Okay. We can always revisit it if we have to. And
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, the only things that are coming up immediately would be NCSAB in April and
ACB.
State ACB in April. I'm sure there's probably something else, but I don't know what it would be.
Madam Chair, the staff meeting, we don't vote on that.
Because that's an agency function.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So anything that the agency puts on is automatically something that we can just choose to attend, and the expenses would be paid then. Any other topics or points in this? Okay. So I lost my place. What's next on the agenda?
Meeting locations for May and August.
Okay, I think we're on the next page.
A focus topic.
Okay,
discussion.
So May and August. We have asked several times for suggestions on places to meet outside of Lincoln and Omaha where there's an interest, a public interest. It wouldn't necessarily have to be blind people. It could be businesses, other professionals, education, or, you know, other types of professionals, ophthalmologists, optometrists, whatever. Whoever's interested, we'd be happy to go to where their town. So do any of the commissioners have suggestions of meeting locations?
Perhaps Norfolk, North Platte, something like that. Hastings, Kearney. I know I'm being...
are you stating that because you have people saying that they'd be interested?
Not in particular. Just thinking of sites that we might...
I do have a comment on something I've heard that I think I'd like to double check, so I'd be interested in suggesting it for August. But Hannah, I may have overheard you in the hallway. Did you have some suggestions for this?
I'm bringing a mic.
No.
Okay, that's enough.
It wasn't me. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
Can we just ask the audience, the
Absolutely.
Public that are here, if any of you have
millionaire.
Ideas?
Ask the audience.
Yeah.
Not hearing anything.
What about Nebraska?
Maybe not.
What about Nebraska City?
That would be more Omaha region, Daryl.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if we might get some.
Maybe
we could even tour the school, the NC, or get some info. I don't know. I guess that'd be too much like our topic this time. But
no, not necessarily. I mean,
maybe down the road. Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll go ahead and ask just to make sure. Mm-hmm. I know that ACB and NFB have chapters in Lincoln and Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And NFB has
one North Platte.
Oh, North Platte, and then there's an at-large chapter, which is kind of the western.
It's not. Yeah, it's called the Panhandle chapter. It's kind of the whole that part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there's
out
one
by Scotts Bluff,
and then weren't you working on? Isn't there?
There is.
We are working on an at-large.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Hmm. So we got the Panhandle, North Platte, Lincoln, Omaha. Mm-hmm. Are there chapters of ACB other than Lincoln and Omaha?
At this point, no. It's being worked on.
Okay. Wait, where is it at? Where are you working?
You have to ask our president. I'm out of the loop.
Okay.
The thing that I had in mind was I'd heard some indication that there might be some interest if we were to go to Chadron, but that's I'd want to confirm that because that's a long drive
if we haven't covered
that part, yeah, that might be a possibility.
Oh, that's a really long drive.
Well, it is.
But I'm happy to do it if there are people that would like us to be there. Mm-hmm. But that's coming from some of those people in the Panhandle area.
Okay. Okay.
The same people, but, you know, in the sense it's also the same people that didn't come when we were in Scotts Bluff.
Right.
Which the first time we had, not too bad.
Well, Dan had something to do with that, Daryl.
Okay, so let's focus on May, and then let Mike see, because you have the date, right?
Yes, I have the date. I will confirm with them if they would like us to be there in August.
It's August 3rd.
Okay. Actually, since we set up the August 3rd, I've had a family reunion get set up in Utah.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's the 2nd and 3rd of August. So okay. If we could make that one be August 10th, that would
be very helpful for me.
That's no problem. Let me double check. I think so.
Yep.
I'll have to change my dental appointment.
You have a Saturday, Dennis?
No, on Friday at the
7th. Oh.
We don't know what we're going to do yet, don't you?
So let's think about May. Where do we want to be at in May?
I don't see a problem with North Platte if the NFB has a chapter there. Right?
We do.
Yep.
I know that.
Jamie Forbis is the president.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
And so we would have a firsthand newsline report.
Yeah.
We could get a few people in North Platte.
Give it to us in person.
So you're wanting the 10th, Pearl?
Please, in August.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a meeting at 10:30 on that Friday morning that I run the meeting, so I have to be there. So if it doesn't require an entire day of travel to get there, it should work out fine. I could leave as early as noon on that day.
Okay. If we go on the 17th, I definitely wouldn't be able to travel a long ways because that's our first week of work, that 16th.
I think that's too late for a lot of people. Schools get
started. Yeah, it gets into school starting.
If the 10th works, that's close enough to the beginning of the month. Yeah. That
why don't we go, if we're going to go someplace further, do that in May, and then August stay a little bit closer to.
Well, I was having to check to confirm that.
Oh, okay. That's true. I forgot about that little detail.
What is between North, what did you guys tell me, Ogallala? Between North Platte and Scotts Bluff?
Yeah.
Ogallala,
right.
So that would be like, what, 6 hours of travel?
Not necessarily. Well,
it's like 200 miles from Hastings.
It's an 8-hour drive to Denver. If you do the speed limit, we hit it in... keeping in mind the time change, too.
Yeah,
you get 5 hours for the time change.
Yeah, it's 200 miles from Hastings and probably about 300 from Lincoln. Not quite. Maybe.
300, so five. Okay, so this is my proposal for August. Is I have no idea what's in Ogallala, but I'm assuming they have hotels in...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
never
it's
been
off
there
the
in my whole life.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
definitely.
Like... 500 people? Or okay.
I don't know what the population is, but it's a nice little town.
Okay, yeah. So they have... We would be able to have meeting location and whatnot.
Yes.
Okay, so my suggestion for August, if people out west want to do it, is to shoot for Ogallala. We've never been there before, and it's not quite... as far out there, so it would be easier to manage with our schedules and whatnot.
I would like to keep Shattern in mind at some point.
Well,
I know
fine.
That they're doing some... they're having several accessibility efforts at the college there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so they put on an accessibility workshop here not too long ago. We being the Federation sent some people up there. They did some presentations. There is some interest of the topic up there. So, I'd want to confirm it again just to make before
well,
we
fine.
Were to say it was final, but it would be a place to keep in mind in the future.
Maybe we do it next year, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Okay, so the tentative plan for August would be Ogallala?
That's fine.
So what do we think for May?
North Platte.
Isn't that too much in the same direction?
Yeah, that is. That's only
They are pretty close.
Yes, they are.
50 miles difference.
Mm-hmm. Is there something? It doesn't seem like we've been north very much. What's like
South Sioux City?
We haven't. South Sioux City might.
It's been long. We've been there, but it's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
The first, Nancy, you were there 10 years ago.
Board of time.
Yeah. I think that was one of your first meetings because I was in the public.
Yeah, it was a long. It might have been 2003.
Yeah, it was 2003 or 2004 because I remember being mad about
something. I know
something.
It was one of my earlier years. I know that for sure. But yes, I do remember being there.
You were there, yeah. I didn't like the hotel.
Is there any thought if there would be interest in that direction?
It would be a different direction.
I don't know.
We were in Norfolk, 2 years ago?
Let me ask this. I don't know if we can say this too much without a whole bunch of confidentiality issues. I know that the Federation does not have a whole lot of in the range of membership up in that area. So there's not a whole lot of people I could call upon. I don't know about the ACB. I know you don't have chapters up there. Is there a lot in the way of clients in the general area up there?
I mean, they're scattered throughout. Okay. Carlos, Bob, do you have any more clear sense of that?
Well, it's very much like the same, I would say the same way in Casablanca. We do have clients, but they didn't come.
Right.
Yeah, but we have no control of whether people show up. All we can do is announce it.
Columbus, it's not way far north, but it is an area that...
We were there just 2 years ago, or a year ago, 2 years ago?
It was, I think, no, it, and, it was three, I think, wasn't it?
Three, at least.
I don't know, but we had people attend.
Uh-huh.
It's always
true.
A decent place. Yeah, it's kind of a
New World Inn is a nice, nice location up there.
That maybe is a better idea. Mm-hmm. Like Mike was mentioning out in Shadron, where there have been like a cooperative event with the college.
Mm-hmm.
I know the art thing that's going on. Is that a cooperative thing with UNK, or is it just occurring at that location? I think it's a cooperative.
It's cooperative with Nebraska Arts Council. I think there's folks involved
from the university. Well, I'm wondering if there's some place like that where it may be not necessarily clients, but people from the community who have had input, maybe we could make a focus topic out of it. Or
I think there's a librarian out there at the UNK library who's getting big into web accessibility for the blind.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys think? Is that an idea for
Columbus, you mean?
No, Kearney.
Well, it could be Kearney, or it could be some other place that something's going on. What's, is it Beatrice that's by the Homestead Monument?
Yes.
Oh, that would be fun.
Because we've done a lot with that, so maybe Beatrice and inviting them to come and speak about that. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that idea.
Are there any people like down in Fall City in that area, or is that would that be too far down?
That's...
There used to be.
I don't know. I guess
there may be, but again, just because there's clients,
they'll come. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea. I kind of like the idea of the Homestead National Monument thing. Idea of learning. I never had been able to make a trip down there to see it.
Yeah.
I would love to learn more about it, not the monument, so to speak, but how we partnered with them to do some of the accessibility efforts there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a great project. Mm-hmm. And if there is things that we can do in the future like that, at this point I would hope that I'd encourage us to do it. But it'd be great to have a little more concrete information about how that worked out in the past.
Yeah.
I know we had, from the Federation standpoint, we had the director of the facility come to our state convention that year, and and talk quite a little bit about it, and that was very informative. So,
well, maybe we could even meet at the.
Do they have a facility there that could handle us?
I don't know for sure. We could
like
check.
They have an education room.
I'm gonna guess they do, but I don't know. That's something we could check into.
Okay.
Kathy's writing it down.
Stephanie could have told us.
Yeah, Stephanie would know.
Exactly.
She
worked
down
there.
Yeah.
There.
Well, what do you guys think for May?
Beatrice
and the Homestead Monument itself, if they have a meeting room, and if not, we'll meet in Beatrice with that.
I would say
as our focus topic. Do we have a directors?
Yeah. No,
that's okay.
But we could still add that as an item.
Yeah.
I mean, not have it a full focus topic.
It doesn't have to be a huge item,
right?
Yeah.
So not North Platte in May. So right. Beatrice in May.
I would say North Platte in August.
North Platte or Ogallala or someplace in that direction?
I'm just saying North Platte because I think we're going to get some people in North Platte where Ogallala
might
be a question mark.
I think that's true because Ogallala is only 50 miles away from there.
Right, it's close. And
they could come.
Yeah.
They could. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. So is that our plan then?
Sounds like
Beatrice is how far from Lincoln?
An hour.
Okay. Yeah.
There was some travel limitations, Barb, with Shadron for August that came up for one of the commissioners.
Julie has a meeting from 10:30 till noon on Friday, so the travel time would be...
That would put me there very late in the evening. It makes for a very long weekend. And then you have a whole day back, and so essentially I get no weekend.
And all day Saturday you have a grumpy chairperson.
We're looking out for ourselves.
Okay, so May we have the executive director evaluation and then a mini topic of the Homestead partnership.
Mm-hmm.
August, do we have a focus topic?
Yeah, and I forget what that was. It was November. We didn't.
Correct.
Kathy, do you know what our August?
We don't have one.
We do for August. We don't for November.
Well, tell us what it is, Jim.
I remember reading it in the minutes.
Okay, well, we'll go back.
The focus topic is employers.
Right.
In August. Okay. Employers.
Yes, Jim, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. If we have the meeting in North Platte, are there going to be employers in that area that you think we could get to come to speak?
Carlos, I don't know, but...
Yeah, we could. We don't have that many. And again, that area is kind of spread out. And
right.
I don't know if they would travel.
Maybe that would be a better topic for November.
I was thinking that.
Because that would be Omaha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would be really good.
Yeah, that would be good.
So
let's switch that.
What about a focus topic of... Like, we kind of talk about what the commissioners do, and then people could just ask us questions. And
that's only relevant if people show up.
That's true. But maybe if you put it that way.
It would be a short topic if it was a Scott's book. Oh,
dear. Yeah. Honestly, though, Daryl, I've had a lot of questions about that here in the last few months. And come October at our NFB state convention, that's actually something that I was going to cover.
Oh, good.
At least I have it written down as a plan instead of just, you know, this is what we did this year, this month, this meeting, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's to actually talk about what the role of a commissioner is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
the way I was understanding Daryl is like more...
What do we do outside this job? That's what I was understanding.
I meant what we as commissioners do.
Oh, okay.
Just try to, you know, try to dispel that myth that whenever somebody wants to make a call and complain about something, we're going to act on it and get rid of somebody or whatever.
So
just what our duties really are, and if people have complaints, suggestions, but maybe, I guess we have public comment for that. So
yes.
So we need a focus topic for August in North Platte.
One thing Mike was talking about is you knew someone in Kearney at the college about web accessibility?
Yeah. I'd have to get his name again, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Or he'd be willing to come to North Platte? Web accessibility is a hot topic, really.
What is that, a drive for? Is that 40?
Not.
From Kearney to
North Platte? Platte? It's only it's an hour, isn't it?
That far, maybe. It's maybe a little less than 100 miles,
yeah.
probably.
Maybe Wes Majerus could come and talk about web accessibility.
Now, that would be...
He doesn't know anything about it.
Wes doing a focus topic would be...
Awesome.
So it would just be something, technology. Yeah. And,
exactly. And whoever else, if Nancy wanted to do or, you know...
Jan
We're drafting you in, Wes.
Oh, and Jan could probably get out to the North Platte.
You know, that's true. Jan would probably be.
If you want a crowd turner router topic, that might, you know, that's kind of a
that.
But that's not why you pick them. But
well, no,
people would definitely. Yeah.
I think
that's.
We expanded out to the roles of the technology program manager to focus on accessibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, you know, that's not a bad thing, Wes, because I know I've talked to you on the side a little bit, but I am very interested in some of the, because this is totally a new job that has been formed for you, and we're getting snippets here, a lot of the different things that you're getting involved with, and it's all exciting and it's all great stuff,
yeah.
and to kind of flush it out and get it all out in the open. I mean, I'm not questioning any of it, but to hear it all,
no, we just want to learn about it.
It's great, and I think that probably, I think that'd be a great idea.
And the cool thing about August is I will have been at it for a year, so there will be, you know, a lot more.
I'll make a cake.
chocolate with vanilla frosting.
So
that would be interesting.
Is that our decision then?
That's awesome.
Or the fan pick.
Except
well, it'd be the technology manager position. Is that it? Or
and trends in technology, different things, just kind of a broad
web accessibility.
Whatever Wes wants to tell us, I think we'll just let him.
We'll just let Wes Majerus
plan
it
and surprise us with something technology accessibility.
And employment is moved to November.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Because we would have where are we at Omaha or Lincoln? We would certainly be able to get.
Yeah.
Employers
and then November. Okay, so we have May, the Homestead Monument or Beatrice with the Executive Director Evaluation and a mini topic of that partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We have August in North Platte with technology as the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And then November is Omaha with employment as the focus for this year.
Yep.
I had employers.
Employer, okay.
If there's a difference or not. But.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
So, do you want employers or employees?
Employers.
Okay.
You can have different employers
I don't want to
talk about.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Get your employer there,
Jim. They probably wouldn't show up.
Any final announcements?
They might show up.
Another thing to maybe think about at some point for focus topic would be like colleges, community colleges, what they have to offer students with disabilities.
Okay. Commissioners, are we good with?
Yep.
Okay. We'll move on. Public comment. There's someone that has something.
This is Sharon from the ACB Lincoln. I just wanted to have dates, so if we advertise at our meetings, we can have dates.
Sure.
August. May 4th.
It is the 4th, I think.
Yes.
First Saturday. August 10th.
10th.
And the first Saturday in November.
Which would be November 7th.
November 7th.
We're trying to stick to the first
day. Okay. November 2nd.
That was good.
Tell you in a second. November 2nd.
2nd.
November 2.
So May 4, August 10, November 2.
Anybody else in the public want to ask a question or make a comment or anything? Oh, 1 second. I just wanted to state your question about Beatrice. I was just looking up on Homestead. They have an education center in which they have film festivals, so it sounds like they at least have a theater of some sort down there.
Okay.
Cool.
That may work. We'll have to let Kathy work her magic.
They charge us.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we'll get a freebie since we They were a partner of ours.
Could we give Kathy permission, or like if Beatrice would work to like check Columbus? And
well, I mean, if
so we don't have to go back and forth and we want to go here and there.
I think we can work
we
it out.
Beatrice, you can. It's okay. Not right at the thing. There
right.
Should be
yeah.
some places.
Oh yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Kathy, I think a city is enough.
Yeah.
To go with. Yeah.
Cool.
Let you figure it out.
Okay. Any other public comments? Questions? Ideas? Thoughts?
Nope.
Criticisms?
Not on record.
Okay.
Oh, Julie.
Final comments from commissioners, Pearl, Kathy, Bob, Carlos? Anything else? Okay. Hearing none, we'll adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Thank you.
Thank